WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County Commissioners received an update this week about 5 projects at Easterwood Airport. Manager Josh Abramson announced American will be flying larger aircraft in and out of Easterwood.
Now, it's all relative. We're not talking 737s here, but we're talking about a CRJ-700. It's a 65-passenger dual-class aircraft. That means it has first class and then the basic economy in the back.
Improvements include McKenzie Terminal getting an expanded ticket-holding area.
Once we complete construction, you'll be able to purchase a cup of coffee or a snack and not have to throw it away in the TSA line because it's on the correct side of the screening.
Easterwood is also getting a new general aviation terminal and a new website. The author of the transgender bathroom bill tells the crowd at Texas Faith and Family Day she's received a death threat. Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham says it came from someone from the supposedly quote-unquote tolerant left.
I can't make a huge deal about this, but we've had DPS involved.
Kolkhorst says her staff collected the hate mail and threat as she was defending the bill on the floor of the state Senate.
There's always people that, you know, want to do wrong and do harm, and so what you do is you serve.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz's father, Pastor Rafael Cruz, followed Kolkhorst with words of support for her bill.
I encourage each and every one of you to call your state representative and demand that there is a vote on the floor of the House on SB 6.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Brazos County is getting a new historical marker on Monday. Leonard School was located on the corner of Leonard Road and Jones Road. Chair of the Brazos County Historical Commission, Henry Mayo, says it was one of many rural schools in the county and will serve as a reminder for all of them.
It gives a glimpse of forgotten history of the rural school system of Brazos County. We don't think now about, you know, the county having the school buses and stuff, but they did. They had a library. They had a book wagon or bookmobile that went out to the county schools. It was a system just like the Bryan or the Consolidated School System became.
Mayo says Monday's ceremony begins at 10 a.m. You can find more information about Brazos County's historical markers online at brazoscountyhistory.org. We are less than 1 month from the centennial of the start of World War I. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters read a proclamation at this week's meeting detailing more than 3,100 residents and students who were involved in what's known as the Great War.
Texas Agricultural Extension Service, headquartered in Brazos County, played a significant role in the war's effect around the state in food production, cotton marketing, food preservation, working with state and federal councils of defense, Red Cross, Liberty Bond drives, and war saving stamps.
John Blair chairs a committee that is organizing local events and displays commemorating the centennial, focusing on Brazos County residents and A&M students who were in the war.
If you have an ancestor, a father, grandfather, great-great-grandfather, or grandmother, for that matter, if you're willing to share that information, if it's just a photograph, if it's a family story, anything along those lines.
Blair says more information is available online at BrazosCountyWorldWar1.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 67 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80, and I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, and educational seminars.
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
That's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Mature Well is now open, so get to a healthier place today. Visit maturewell.chisaintjosephhealth.org.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
clouds today. We'll certainly see quite a few of them. There may be some breaks here and there. Temperatures are going to be warm, close to 80 degrees later this afternoon. We're partly to mostly cloudy through the overnight, 60 to 65. Clouds give way to occasional sunshine tomorrow. Highs very close to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows around 60. Looking ahead to Sunday, we'll have partial sunshine. Sunday's even warmer, with highs somewhere between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, this weekend's a big one for Aggie sports as the women's basketball team gets set to start the NCAA women's tournament. Speaking of basketball tournaments, we'll check out some of the round one results from yesterday's men's tournament. And Indiana is on the hunt for a new head basketball coach after firing Tom Crean. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bring back Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. Why not?
It's a good idea.
It was a couple weeks ago that it was like the anniversary of chair throw.
Chair throw.
What a piece of work.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But that's fine. I'm glad he was able to grace the same conference as the Aggies for a little while.
For a little bit.
You know, you hear about that, and it reminds me of the days. You know, there was a time when Alabama football was not good.
Right.
I mean, you know, it was a while back, but...
way back in the day.
Back in the day, that's exactly right. But, you know, there were bumper stickers around that said, dig him up.
Oh.
Did you know that? I'm just saying.
No.
I'm just saying.
Wow. All right.
Well, we're not going into sports bumper stickers now, that's for sure. All right. Even as Chinese Premier Lee Brown pledges to ensure that blue skies never become a luxury... A state-backed firm is doing brisk business selling cans of fresh air bottled in a forest in western China. These things cost $7 a can. And I don't know what the average Chinese person makes, but $7 a can to smell air from a forest.
Okay.
Each bottle is good for 2 minutes of uninterrupted use.
Fairly certain that was a plot point in Spaceballs, the movie.
Yeah, was it? Okay, I didn't remember that. From air filter necklaces to anti-smog stockings, Chinese companies are touting innovative, if not odd, products to consumers worried about the quality of the air that they breathe. At the close of the annual meeting of Parliament, it took place on Wednesday. The Prime Minister says air pollution must be brought under control so that blue skies will never be a luxury.
I was going to say, why don't we spend some money on, you know, cleaning up the air pollution versus bottling foresty smells?
Might do that. Despite widespread criticism on China's Twitter-like microblog, Weibo, which I'm sure is free and open conversation. I'm sure the Chinese government does nothing to tamp that down. But the media reported the first batch of the forest oxygen-enriched air has sold out. Said one person, the air reminds me of the forest. China's most popular consumer-to-consumer online shopping website says the price is reasonable.
Reasonable.
Yep. Merchants also sell leg stockings and cosmetics claiming to protect your skin from toxic smog.
Wow.
Apparently this stuff is so bad, it's not only, you don't breathe it, you just walk through it,
right.
It's going to leave a mark on you.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, by the way, they also have an air filter installed hat you can buy. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
For $120.
God.
I think I would just move if I was that worried.
Yeah. Well, and also, what's a reasonable price for a can of air?
Well, I don't know, but yeah, I'm thinking you save your money and you move to the forest.
Exactly.
You breathe it for nothing. That
there
would
you
probably
go.
Work.
And you don't die.
Yeah.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning, 615, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. in Bryan and Navasota. So it's March the 17th. It's day 76. We got 289 of them to go. It's St. Patrick's Day.
It is.
We'll talk about that a little bit later on today. Evacuation Day in Boston. That has to do with when the British left Boston, not anything else. No, that's okay. And it's, I guess, corned beef and cabbage day, if you could figure.
Of course.
Birthdays.
We got birthdays. John Boyega is 25. He plays Finn in the new Star Wars movies that have come out, and he's been in a couple other things. Rob Kardashian's 30.
Rob.
They call
him
the black sheep of the Kardashian family.
Okay, now why? Help me with this.
He's the only boy. Okay. And then he kind of went off the deep end. He gained, like, hundreds of pounds and was like in hiding for a while, and now he got Black China, who is a
rapper, not a wrestler.
Okay. Yeah, I don't maybe
China
a singer.
Was a wrestler.
Yeah, and this is Black China. Okay. He got her pregnant, and now they have a baby together named Dream Kardashian.
Well, of course.
But of course, yes. Well, he's 30 today.
Okay, happy birthday, Rob.
Kiefer.
I promise to never ask again.
But okay.
I mean, I know everything I think I need to know right now, but thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
Kiefer Thompson is 41. He's in the country duo Thompson Square with his wife, Shauna.
Yeah.
Mia Hamm, the soccer player.
Yes.
He's 45. Mm-hmm. Billy Corgan, the lead singer and mastermind of the Smashing Pumpkins, is 50 today. Rob Lowe is 53. He's been in tons of stuff, of course. Currently, he's Dr. Ethan Willis on Code Black. Gary Sinise is 62.
Been here.
Yeah.
Tom Turbyville, in fact, interviewed him on the sidelines of the day.
Oh, cool. I saw him at Disney World.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, him and his family were eating in the same restaurant as we were. It was pretty neat.
When
my mom was like a huge fan. Yeah. So
I saw him as Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump. Mark Boone Jr. is 62. Played Bobby Munson on Sons of Anarchy. Mm-hmm. Kurt Russell, Snake Plissken himself, is 66. Patrick Duffy from Dallas, Step by Step, is 68. John Sebastian, 73, the Lovin' lead
Spoonful.
Singer. Yeah, Lovin' Spoonful. And Patty Boyd is 73. Oh. That's George Harrison and Eric Clapton's ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
And Layla is actually about her.
Tomorrow, we've all had them. It's Awkward Moments Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, be thinking about that.
Okay.
National Quilting Day. It's Forgive Mom and Dad Day.
For what?
Well, you know, you're the way you are because of your parents. So if there's something about you that you don't like,
then
you forgive them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, it's also National Biodiesel Day. It's International Sports Car Racing Day. And some food things. Oatmeal Cookie Day.
Okay.
Okay. Corn Dog Day.
Ooh. Yeah.
Corny Dog.
Yeah, it's just that. Inside dog is not that good, but, you know, it's such a treat because of the breading on there.
Oh, yeah.
And it is a National Sloppy Joe Day.
Wow, I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Well, and, you know, actually, a long time ago, before they called them Sloppy Joes, we used to have loose meat hamburgers in the cafeteria.
Oh, that's what they were called, loose meat?
Well, loose meat is what it, they have sandwiches called loose meat sandwiches.
Oh.
And, so, I mean, that's basically what they were.
Yeah.
They were some kind of a sauce.
Kind of glad they changed the name.
Well, yeah. Oh, Sloppy Joe's was wonderful. But,
more
I mean,
fun.
There was a time, though, that you could make that homemade before they had, like, a can of stuff that you'd put in there. But
Manwich.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Okay. So, and birthdays?
Saturday birthdays. We got Lily Collins is 28. That's Phil Collins' daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Adam Levine is 38. And, of course, he's on The Voice now. But he used to be in a little band called Maroon 5, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. He used to be. They still are. Yeah, they've got new music out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But
wow. Okay.
It's funny because it says, do more people know him as a judge on The Voice or for his music?
Oh, I don't know. I was a big fan, or still am a big fan of Maroon 5.
Yeah, they're good.
It's like they find out that Paul McCartney had this group before Wings.
I know, right?
What? Yeah.
Philip Sweet from Little Big Town is 43.
Yep.
Comedian Dane Cook is 45. Kind of dropped off the face of the earth.
He did. Well, he went from comedy to acting, which was kind of weird. And now you really don't hear much from him.
Yeah. Queen Latifah's 47.
Uh-huh.
Vanessa Williams, 54 on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Mike Rowe is 55.
Hey.
He's awesome. I don't know if you've ever read any of his, he posts a lot on social media.
Oh, he's on
stuff.
Fox a lot. Yeah.
Oh, he's great. I think him and Penn Jillette should run on a ticket for president. And I don't care which one's which. rich, honestly. Yeah. Brad Dourif is 67 on Saturday. He's the voice of Chucky in the Child's Play movies, but he's been in a lot of other things, too. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor Oscar in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He was on Deadwood, and he was in the Lord of the Rings movies. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Charlie Pride.
Oh.
79.
Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, that's what I got for Saturday.
All right,
birthdays.
On Sunday is St. Joseph's Day. See, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Poor St. Joseph. What's he get?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing going on there. It's National Let's Laugh Day. That's a good thing. It's Chocolate Caramel Day on Sunday. It's Poultry Day and the day before spring, which actually is Monday, you know, the first day of spring.
Yes, it is.
Yep, going to do birthdays, too.
We got birthdays. Josie Lauren is 30. She plays Michelle Vega on The Mentalist on the final season of that. Eduardo Severin is 35. He's the guy who helped create Facebook, but then got shut out by Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Andy Reid is 59.
Uh-huh.
Coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Derek Longmuir is 62 from the Bay City Rollers.
Of course. Okay.
Bruce Willis is also 62.
Bruce.
Pretty cool.
You know, he used to have hair.
He did.
He's on a show called Moonlighting a long time ago with Sybil Shepherd.
Yeah.
And he made some really good movies.
I mean,
Die Hard is a fun movie. Blind Date's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. But he's really made some movies that are just horrible.
Mm-hmm. And definitely.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I think his digitized hair in The Sixth Sense was one of the first times they did something like that.
It says here he's been in 9 movies that have numbers in the title, not counting sequels. Clearly someone has way too much time on
it. Lots of research there, yeah. Glenn Close is 70.
Yeah.
Ruth Pointer from the Pointer Sisters, 71. And this one's going to show my age. Ursula Andress.
That's right.
All right. Good
for
you. Is 81, first Bond girl.
Okay, very good. And Wyatt Earp, he'd be like 152 if he'd taken better care of himself. All right, 6:22 right now.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, according to Campus Reform, an experiment designed to reveal gender bias by reenacting the presidential debates with the candidates' genders reversed, found that Hillary Clinton would have been even less likable as a man. Two NYU professors acted out the presidential debates with Trump played by a woman and Hillary played by a man in order to prove that Trump would be less likable as a woman and Hillary would be more likable as a man. Now, sadly, for all you crazy snowflakes that are studying nonsense out there, the study found that Trump became more likable when acted out by a woman, and Hillary became less likable as a man. Gee, maybe this is because the election had nothing to do with identity politics, everything to do with a strong candidate who just connected with the forgotten men and women in this country that have been left behind.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I recently gave my home a facelift, and I did it in the simplest way possible with brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com transformed every room in my home without breaking the bank. You get free online design consultation, free samples, free shipping. Their price is unbeatable. Plus, if you accidentally, say, pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. Now through March the 21st, you buy one blind, you get the second one 50% off when you go to Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com, GEICO.com.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Officials in Dallas are working with T-Mobile engineers to determine what's prompting a flood of ghost calls that's forced hundreds of 911 calls to be placed on hold and may have slowed the emergency response to two people who died. One Dallas resident confronted Mayor Mike Rawlings at a news conference yesterday, to say it took 20 minutes to get through to 911 after his husband stopped breathing last week. KKR is nearing a deal to acquire insurance broker USI Insurance Services for about $2 billion. USI is currently owned by a Canadian private equity firm. The Senate Agriculture Committee will hold a hearing next week to consider Sonny Perdue's nomination to be Agriculture Secretary. After a seven-week delay, Perdue submitted the necessary ethics paperwork last week and said he would step down from several companies bearing his name. The 70-year-old is a farmer's son who would be the first Southerner in the post in more than two decades. On Wall Street, futures this morning are a little changed. That's your money now.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Join Maestro Busicki and soprano Mila Daly as the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra presents Evening Serenades on Sunday, March 26th at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater. One of the most versatile and charismatic sopranos on the scene, Mila Daly is a gifted performer whose passionate artistry will move you as the BVSO performs serenades by Elgar and Tchaikovsky. This very special concert will also feature the exciting Latin rhythms of popular composer Villa-Lobos Bacchianus Bilyaseris. Tickets are on sale now at bvso.org or calling 845-12.
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day, and a happy St. Patrick's Day to you. And in honor of the holiday, I thought I'd give you a few facts about St. Patrick's Day. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Now, I've decided to give these to you here in the morning so you don't get too drunk and forget them all. Here's six random stats about St. Patrick's Day. First of all, 56% of us are planning to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this year. Meanwhile, 83% of those people will wear green. I'm one of those 83% wearing my green undershirt right now. We're going to spend a total of $5.3 billion celebrating this year, or about $38 per person. That's probably more than I'm going to spend. Worldwide, we're going to drink about 13 million pints of Guinness today, and we're going to eat 70% more cabbage this week than normal. I already had my corned beef, but I nixed the cabbage. And St. Patrick's Day is just the fourth most popular drinking holiday. Turns out the top three are New Year's, Christmas, and the 4th of July. So, as you're getting ready to drink your green beer, if you're starting to feel bad about it, don't worry. It's not as bad as any of those other holidays. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Good morning. It's 628 with the Infomaniacs. The weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. All right. Warmer today, about 81 or so, and kind of breezy out there. You could certainly tell the difference yesterday. 63 is our low tonight. And then we'll be in the 80s, lower 80s for Saturday and Sunday, middle 80s for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Just a slight little chance of showers, little sprinkles out there this morning, and but generally overcast skies. 91% relative humidity, and it's 67 right now.
Making some small changes in your life can have a significant impact on your health and longevity. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 877-93-STEEL. 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-937-8335.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You can make significant improvements to your health just by doing little things.
One of the things that's been very helpful for a lot of people that I've spoken to and studied is to simply start tracking your steps in a day and to aim for 10,000 steps every day.
Tom Rath, author of the book Eat, Move, Sleep.
Just for kind of a comparison, the average American takes about 5,400 steps per day on average, whereas the average Australian takes nearly 10,000 steps a day, and it might be why obesity rates are about half what they are in the U.S. and Australia today.
Sleep is another important health issue that people often neglect.
If you look at studies of top performers across a range of occupations, one of the best differentiators, in addition to how long they practice for a given activity, is they sleep longer on average than people who perform poorer. Sleep actually helps you to essentially store what you learned the day before so that not only do you have more of that information at your disposal in the future, but you also obviously have more energy the next day.
Diet is also critical, and you might think that you should work on one of these three things, diet, health, or sleep, at a time.
But it turns out from the experimental research on this that it's actually a lot easier if you embark on at least two or ideally all three of those things at the same time. Because if I get that poor night's sleep, I wake up in the morning, I crave sweeter foods, I eat poorly, I'm likely to skip my workout, and it starts that downhill cycle.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Five projects are underway at Easterwood Airport. Manager Josh Abramson announced at this week's Brazos County Commission meeting that American Airlines is bringing in larger jets holding 65 passengers with two classes.
That really speaks well for our market. That means that they're happy with our market, that we produce enough revenue and enough passenger flow to facilitate a larger aircraft.
As for McKenzie Terminal, which takes care of passenger jets.
You no longer have to have it rain inside your car when you roll down the window to go in and out. You also see an LED sign there in the center point. That's where we can really improve and work on our welcome message.
And demolition has made room for Easterwood's new General Aviation Terminal.
Those are our armed forces, the pilot training that come into there, student pilots, as well as the game day traffic, and just about most of the decision makers that fly into our community, that fly into Easterwood, they will come in through this new front door entrance of the General Aviation Terminal.
Abramson says the airport still has grant money to pitch future air service to and from Atlanta. The Fed's move to raise interest rate target by a quarter of a percentage point this week will likely impact your adjustable rate or new mortgage.
It'll probably go up, but Dr. Jim Gaines with the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M University says it won't be by much if you're paying, let's say, $1,000 a month.
It's about 40, 50 bucks a month.
He says we've seen mortgage rates rise nearly 0.7% since November. They're hovering now somewhere between the 4.125% and 4.25% range. Gaines says that's low.
We're not expecting it to have that much of an impact across the board, even if rates go to, say, 4.5%.
He says it could affect a few people right on the cusp. The Fed has indicated it'll raise rates another 2 to 3 times this year. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The author of the transgender bathroom bill gets a DPS security detail. That's after Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham received a death threat. Kolkhorst made the revelation as she addressed a couple hundred celebrating Texas Faith and Family Day at the Capitol.
From what is supposedly called a tolerant left, an anti-bullying left, I have received emails that I would not let my children read. My staff even withheld yesterday a threat on my life.
Kolkhorst says the threat led to a DPS security detail for a couple of days. About 24 hours after it was discovered missing, a Bryan-based children's train has reappeared. So says the Facebook posts from Paw Paw's Party Train, which thanks to Bryan police and volunteers on social media for their assistance. BPD has not responded to our requests for comments about their investigation. A suburban Houston man has been in the Brazos County Jail since last Friday on three arrest warrants. According to KTRK Television, 23-year-old David Roberson is accused of claiming he was a Marine vet to get a job in College Station. The former employer told ABC 13 during the time Roberson claimed to be in the Marines, he was actually in prison doing time for sexual assault. Roberson is being held for giving false information to College Station police in two thefts in Galveston County. The latest convenience store armed robbery was in Bryan just before 10 yesterday morning. No one was hurt, and one black man got away with an undisclosed amount of money from Reyna Grocery on Grosbeck. The Brazos County Historical Commission is celebrating the first day of spring with the unveiling of a new Texas historical marker.
It's the Leonard School. It was a rural school. There was at least 30 of these rural schools around the county up through the middle of the 20th century, World War II era. They started being all consolidated into the A&M Consolidated and Bryan school districts.
Chairman Henry Mayo says there is no longer an actual structure where the school was located at the corner of Leonard Road and Jones Road, but the marker will be a reminder of all the rural schools that existed in Brazos County. Monday's ceremony begins at 10 a.m. Find more information about this and all the Brazos County historical markers online at brazoscountyhistory.org. April 6th marks 100 years since the United States entered the Great War, the nickname for World War I. In Brazos County, a committee chaired by John Blair is working on a series of events with other local organizations.
We have members from American Legion, the Vet Memorial Park, Museum of the American GI, Reefs Across America, and also the University Archivist at Texas A&M.
Blair says the Museum of the American GI is also hosting a World War I exhibit with items from Brazos County residents who fought in the war.
We want to exhibit local people involvement. What did your family do? How did it impact you?
A proclamation read this week by Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters states over 800 men and women and another 2,300 Texas A&M students fought in the Great War.
The campus of Texas A&M University served as a training camp for over 4,000 U.S. Army personnel who received instruction, radio and auto mechanics, as machinists, blacksmiths, farriers, and hosted Signal Corps School of Meteorology, the only one of its kind among the Allied nations during the war.
More information about the centennial is online at Brazos County World War, the number one.com. WTAW News Time is 6:37 at 67 degrees. Be part of the show. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 18th, it's rodent control. Whether you're in the country or the city, rodents can be a problem. Come learn about rodent behavior, developing effective control strategies, product selection, and much more this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Howdy, my name is Jim Mazurkovich, chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber Ag Council, and we're hosting our 19th annual Crawfish Ball on Friday, March 17th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo on Leonard Road. The cost is $50 per person for all-you-can-eat crawfish. All proceeds go to supporting our 4-H and FFA members at the upcoming Brazos County Youth Livestock Show and Sale. Everyone is invited. Come out and help support our youth by joining us on Friday, March 17th. For more information, contact the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Good morning, it's 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to drilling piers, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly to mostly cloudy for today. It'll be breezy and warm. Temperatures are likely to reach 80 degrees later this afternoon. We're partly to mostly cloudy overnight, lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow, it's going to become partly sunny during the day. Temperatures are back up close to 80. For tomorrow night, we're partly cloudy, close to 60. Sunday, sunshine, breezy and warm, with highs between 80 and 85 during the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, in Aggie sports this weekend, the baseball and softball teams each begin three-game series tonight. So we'll take a look at the details on that. Meanwhile, the women's basketball begins the NCAA tournament tomorrow. We'll hear from Coach Gary Blair on that. And round one of the men's tournament began yesterday. We'll check out who destroyed your bracket and more. All that and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later. So his name, he's the budget director. He's a former member of the House of Representatives. His name is Mick Mulvaney. He went in and he talked to reporters yesterday about the new Trump budget. So here's just, you know, here's some stuff. First, talking about the cuts themselves.
The largest reduction, if you've seen the budget already, is a 31% reduction within the Environmental Protection Agency. The next largest reduction on a percentage basis is within Department of State. And the other departments are reduced in lesser amounts. I think the smallest reduction we have is NASA, which is just less than 1%.
Okay, but there are programs that are getting cut. That's given people some heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
PBS, he talks about that.
We want to defund those, and there's completely defensible reasons for doing that. It's a simple message, by the way. I put myself in the shoes of that steel worker in Ohio. The coal mining family in West Virginia, the mother of two in Detroit, and I'm saying, okay, I have to go ask these folks for money, and I have to tell them where I'm going to spend it. Can I really go to those folks, look them in the eye, and say, look, I want to take money from you, and I want to give it to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting?
Hmm. Yeah, how you feel about that? See, I mean, he's making tough decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one is a little bit of a heart tug.
We can't spend money on programs just because they sound good and great. Meals on Wheels sounds great. Again, that's a state decision to fund that particular portion, but to take the federal money and give it to the states and say, look, we want to give you money for programs that don't work. I can't defend that anymore. We cannot defend that anymore. We're $20 trillion in debt.
Hmm.
I mean, you don't hear that kind of talk.
Yeah,
right.
No.
And that's, you know, that's something that I think I've said before, even to a different degree, in that, you know, sometimes Democrats in general, liberals, always get upset about some of these programs that need to be cut. Well, they're being cut for money, and it's not saying that these things can't still exist. It's just saying that the government's not going to pay for them.
Right.
Exactly.
Saving us money.
Development block grants that states use for programs like Meals on Wheels, he said, quote, "We spend $150 billion on these programs since the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
These community development block grants, CDBGs, we talk about them, you know, with the cities here, have been identified as programs since the second Bush administration as not showing any results.
Wow.
I can't take money and give it to the states for programs that don't work. I can't defend that anymore. We're $20 trillion in debt," as he just said. Now, look. Every one of these, everybody is going to feel hurt and offended by this.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody is. But the deal is, you all, my first response when I heard about Meals on Wheels, okay, this is going to put a lightning rod on me. How about faith-based solutions?
There you go.
I mean, I understand that there are faith groups who want to do things outside the borders of the United States. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody in your zip code needs to be fed,
your neighbor,
I just kind of want to think that that would be the place to start.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
And guess what? If we're saving money in taxes, which I actually looked at my taxes and kind of figured out what I'm going to end up paying over the year in taxes, and it's over like $5,000, something like that. If some of that money was still part of my paycheck,
sure,
I might be willing to donate some of that money to some of these causes.
You know, I went and looked at this. Julie Andrews wrote this heartfelt letter about how they have to support the arts. Okay, this has to be done. Mm-hmm. We can't get rid of Corporation for Public Broadcasting, NPR, any of that. Okay, Julie Andrews is worth $45 million.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Julie, I'm not asking you to give all that $45 million, but you want to pony up a check?
Right.
Maybe $2 million?
I mean, if Hollywood and the entertainment world believes that it should be done that way, then do it.
Guess what? We're broadcasting. The government's not funding us. I played music for years on my own. Nobody funded me. That's an art. Come on.
And here we're just talking about individuals. There are corporations who are more than willing to give money to local arts organizations and other nonprofits in their community.
Mm-hmm.
They're businesses that are very successful that are willing to do that. And you know what? I think it makes us as individuals feel better when we are the ones directly donating to the situations that we think need our support.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Rather than letting the government decide how that needs to be done. Again, I don't think anybody is saying we shouldn't be providing for those people who can't provide for themselves. I think what they're saying is the federal government doesn't want to be taking the lead on this.
Right.
It's not their business. That's not what they should be doing with our money that they're taking from us without.
It's funny because, you know, they want you to leave it local, leave it to the community and the state until they need something like this.
Mm. And for people who don't look.
We don't want government to get in our business, nope. But we'll take their money.
Yep. Lots of kids learn to read from Sesame Street and all that, and I get all that stuff. And yes, you know, those coal miners in West Virginia did benefit in some way, but they can also do reruns of those shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can still use them to teach kids.
Or something that's not government-funded can produce new shows.
But I know over the weekend, you know, everybody's going to get this all ramped up, and everybody's going to get really emotional about it, but there is a solution. There is enough money out there. It just doesn't have to come through taxes.
What did people do before the government had all these taxes?
That's right. Finally, he talked about Obamacare, and he had an interesting take here.
I think the people who are on Obamacare, who are really the target here, right, and keep in mind, I was one of them. I was on the exchanges when I was a member of the House. The folks who are on Obamacare know what the problem is, and the problem is they have affordable health insurance. They have completely unaffordable health care.
Affordable insurance, but they can't afford to see a doctor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, I think in a nutshell,
what's the point?
Yeah, he probably put that in perspective. So anyhow, it was a lot of stuff that came out. Yeah, and again, this is just a small portion of it. But read about it, and yes, everybody's going to be offended. Everybody's going to be angry. But then that's okay, because that means that everybody is making a sacrifice. And if we can sacrifice to make America a better place, I'm not going to say make America again. Make it a better place, then we all do feel better, I think. All right, 648.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 18th, it's rodent control. Whether you're in the country or the city, rodents can be a problem. Come learn about rodent behavior, developing effective control strategies, product selection, and much more this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of our plants would grow better if they weren't in potting soil. Now, that may sound confusing, but I'm referring to our native Texas soils. The fact is that those soils, native Texas soils, are far from ideal for most plants' root systems. Let's say you need to buy a lot of potting soil. Do you buy a lot of bags and pay a lot of money, or can you mix your own? Well, let's talk about that latter option. How do you prepare? How does Neil prepare potting soil in quantity? I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Most potting soil mixes, including what I mix up myself, will have Canadian sphagnum peat moss as a base. This is sold in bales, not by the pound, but by the cubic foot. It's basically weed-free. It's acidic, very acidic, better for most tropical plants. And sphagnum peat moss admits air and water freely while still retaining the moisture and nutrients our plants need. Probably half of any good potting soil, including any potting soil I mix, will consist of peat moss. You may want to include shredded pine bark mulch. I do. I use fine sizes only, nickel and dime size pieces. That will give the same basic benefits as the peat moss. The chief advantages are that pine bark mulch costs less than peat moss and it lasts longer. During that time, however, it's not quite as active as the peat moss in improving the mix, so you don't want more than about 20% of the mix to be made up of the bark. Then you have other organic matter sources that you might want to consider. For example, maybe you put 5% well-rotted, unrecognizable manure. Fully composted. Maybe you put 5% compost out of your compost pile. That's up to you. And those, I will tell you, I usually do not add. I'll add more of the sphagnum peat moss and maybe just a little bit more pine bark mulch. But manure and compost are options. Then we get to expanded shale. I like this product. It's comparatively new the last 10 or 20 years. It is a rock-like material that's heated, it pops, and it is very porous. It's great in adding ballast, adding some weight to your potting soil, and it does a wonderful job of providing aeration. Perlite does the very same thing, and it's the white, lightweight material. Granular, it looks like little pieces of popcorn. You're familiar with it. The disadvantage of perlite is that it can float, and so if you don't like that happening, maybe you don't use much perlite. Traditionally, I'll have about 10% perlite, about 5% expanded shale. So those are the things that I'll put into a potting soil, and you'll notice there is no native Texas soil included in what I have just given to you. You use a potting soil like that in a proper container with a drainage hole in it, and you are going to be off to the races. This is a great time to pot up some plants. Get a good potting soil. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. The fifth-seeded A&M women's basketball team hits the hardwood tomorrow to face number 12 seed Pennsylvania as the NCAA women's basketball tournament gets underway. Here's Coach Gary Blair on Penn.
We have learned so much about them in the last couple of days, and I've talked to Mike Neighbors, my friend at Washington who played them last year in the first round, and he was losing at half to them. And he just says they don't beat themselves. Typical Ivy League.
The winner of tomorrow night's game will go on to the second round to face either number 4 seed UCLA or number 13 seed Boise State. Tip-off is slated for 8 p.m. tonight with or tomorrow with pregame at 7:45, and you can hear all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 13 A&M baseball team opens SEC play this evening as they host the Kentucky Wildcats in a three-game series on Olsen Field. The Aggies own a 13-1 record on Olsen this season. 3-0 Brigham Hill takes the mound tonight for the Aggies. First pitch is at 6 p.m. Meanwhile, tomorrow's game kicks off at 2 p.m. Sunday's is slated for 1 p.m., and you can hear all three games on the Zone as well. In A&M softball, the number 7 Aggies take on number 22 Ole Miss for a three-game series beginning tonight in Oxford. After scoring a season-high 15 runs on 15 hits and a 15-1 win over Memphis Tuesday night, the Maroon and White enter the weekend series with a 22-2 overall record and a 2-1 mark in SEC play. First pitch for tonight's game is slated for 6 p.m., and you can catch all three games this weekend on Willie 1550. In NCAA men's basketball, tournament-tested Wisconsin's moving on, and so are Florida State and Iowa State. The 8-seeded Badgers pushed past Virginia Tech 84-74, setting up a meeting with top-seeded Villanova tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Seminoles had held off a spirited effort by Florida Gulf Coast to earn an 86-80 victory, and Iowa State outlasted Nevada 84-73 to advance to the second round for the second straight year. Elsewhere, Northwestern's first-ever NCAA tournament victory, 68-66 over Vanderbilt, came after Commodores guard Matthew Fisher Davis inexplicably held Brian McIntosh of the Wildcats on purpose, sending McIntosh to the free-throw line for the go-ahead points with 14 seconds left. Northwestern moves on to face top-seeded Gonzaga in the second round of the West region tomorrow. Some of the more notable upsets saw number 11 seed Xavier beat 6-seeded Maryland 76-65 to advance to the second round, where they'll take on 3rd-seeded Florida State, while number 12 seed Middle Tennessee State took down number 5 seed Minnesota. And in the final game of the day, Arizona beat North Dakota 100-82 in a game that saw the two teams make their NCAA tournament debuts. The tournament continues today. Among some of the games taking place, 3rd-seeded Baylor will face 14-seed New Mexico State. 6th-seeded SMU goes head-to-head with USC, and number 1 seed Kansas takes on 16-seed UC Davis. Meanwhile, 9 years after taking over a team mired in turmoil following an NCAA scandal, Indiana has fired head coach Tom Crean. The decision came yesterday after missing the NCAA tournament for the 5th time in his tenure. The 50-year-old coach had 3 years remaining on his contract, and the move comes a little more than 3 months before his buyout would have dropped from $4 million to $1 million. And in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have re-signed veteran running back Darren McFadden and guard Jonathan Cooper. McFadden will go into his 10th NFL season as a backup to Ezekiel Elliott, the league's leading rusher as a rookie last season. Cooper adds depth on the offensive line that lost Ron Leary to Denver in free agency. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as 1 in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry. I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Ah, gotcha. Well, now's the time to get the perfect Toyota just for you. And choose from low APR financing and great lease offers through April 3rd.
Does that apply to Camry?
Yes, and lots of other popular models like RAV4, Prius, Corolla.
Wow! Shh.
Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh. Boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Tundra?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys!
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Let's Do Weather is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road.